before God, you will ask, if it was Jesus they slap, will he slap back? That is our mirror. That is our standard. It's true now. When you tell somebody that will never forgive you, and you say even heaven will back it up, before you will know what you are doing is right, you will ask yourself the question, if it is Jesus, this person did this, what will he do? He will forgive. Because they were killing him. He had power to blow brain. All of them will fall down. They came to arrest him. One of his disciples took a sword and cut on somebody and said, don't do that. Don't fight for me. I am able to tell my father he will send a legion to come here and rain fire on all of them. But you don't do that. He took the ear and put it back on his enemy. He healed the enemy and said, here am I. Do what you want to do. Like a sheep, they were pushing him. What of you? Anytime you sleep with your girlfriend, then you kneel down and say, Father, you understand. Now, weakness. The Bible said Jesus Christ was tempted in all things as you and I, yet without sin. Don't say it's because he is Jesus. He was a human being like you and me. In fact, he was number one target for Satan. Satan knew who he was. So he deployed the highest of all demons plus him, the leader, to watch to make sure Jesus fell. But the Bible says he was tempted in all. That means he was tempted to fornicate. He was tempted to strike back. He was tempted to use his anointing for money. When he was hungry, he could have used his anointing. The Lord said, I should tell you, the Lord needs your car. Yes, now who will not give him? They will give him. That anointed man, they will give him. But he didn't do that. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that it might be revealed in his time. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. What is the mystery of iniquity? The mystery of iniquity started from the Garden of Eden. The mystery of iniquity is physical and spiritual. In my sermon teaching on the serpent seed, to show you the certainty of that doctrine that it is the truth, I told you that Satan is in the business of perversion. Satan saw Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Pure seed of God. As long as they remain pure like that, he can never get them. As long, just like I told you. Amen. Can I tell you something here, church? Do you know that no weapon of the enemy fashioned against a child of God can ever prosper? How many know that? Thank you. Thank you. See, that was demonstrated by Balaam and Balak. King Balak told Balaam to come and curse Israel. He went to pray. God said, you can't curse whom I have blessed. Can I see how many people have been blessed here? How many? No man can curse you and it will work. No. Can you say no man can curse me? No man. Oh, say it again. Say it one more time. Say it. No man can curse anybody. Hallelujah. Balak came again and began to encourage him, offered him more money. Balaam entered the spirit again. Father, I don't hear you. Wait, you talk. Because he was offered the gift. Anyway, up to the book of Revelation, the Bible still hated Balaam. He called it, they have there the doctrine of Balaam, which I hate. What is the doctrine of Balaam? And people don't know that the doctrine of Balaam is still on now in the church of Jesus Christ. What is the doctrine of Balaam? Balaam called Balak. Do you know Balak? You know Balak. Hallelujah. He called Balak. He said, if you are going to curse these people, you will never succeed. This is what you should do. Get them in trouble with their God. Then that God will finish all of them. That was the summary of what he did. Church, he succeeded. On the advice of Balaam. He said, throw a party. They have been in the wilderness. They have not seen naked women before. This is how they should dress. This is how they should dress. And invite them to come now. Very harmless, you know. Come. And Satan knows what he's doing. Satan knows what he's doing. And before you know what, I think I have preached that message. The doctrine of Balaam. Praise the Lord. Go and get the tape. You will get the full message there. Because it is still on now. And what will happen? They started dancing a willow. You know, they were holy people in the wilderness. Under strict laws. The pillar of fire was with them. The presence of God was with them. They were enjoying that revival and going under strict laws of holiness. So they were away from other cities, and God warned them, don't be attracted to those people. Just follow the pillar of fire. But for the first time, they saw, not knowing that it was staged for them. Come and see the way they dress. Skimpy dresses. And then, before you know what, the children of Israel say, "Cha!" And Balak was there and said, go ahead, take them. It's part of the feast. Take them. Yeah, don't worry, you'll not be offending anybody. Take anyone you like, take. They took them and were fornicating with them. That day, the wrath of God came down. 24,000 of them died that day. Out of anger, God smote those people. What Balaam could not achieve, he caused the children of Israel to have problem with their maker. And that's exactly what Satan does. Up till now, he can never curse you. But he will use trials, temptations, use something, and make you do something that will bring the wrath of God. Because the Bible says, whom God loves, what does he do? Justice. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The mystery of iniquity is how Satan injected what he did and took control, took over mankind from the Garden of Eden. The same thing that was physical, the same thing spiritual. Remember, Eve is a type of the church of Jesus Christ. Christ is known as Adam. The bride is the church. The church is the womb that the seed is planted to yield for fruit of righteousness. But Satan too comes in there and sows his own seed in the same womb called the church. And two groups of people are in the church, known as the wheat and the tares. Cain and Abel in the womb of one woman. But one belongs to Adam. The other one belongs to the serpent. Praise the Lord. As time grew, they mixed themselves together. Until you cannot tell now which one belonged to Cain and which one belonged to Abel, what do you call it? A serpent. Which one belonged to Adam. The same thing now you come to church. You cannot see, we are all seated here, but you don't know which one is wheat and which one is there. Which one is goat and which one be sheep. Which one be fish and which one be electric fish. You know there is electric fish. You would think it looks like the genuine fish. Electric fish, they are all fish. Fish in a fish. But one is electric fish. you will think that it is real fish. So you are going to, until you come near, when it shock you, before you recover. Ah, brother! It's electric fish. There is goat and there is sheep, all in the house of God. A sheep and a goat, it's very easy to know them. Praise God. It's very easy. Very, very easy to know them. The first way you know them is, a sheep is very obedient. What's the language of a sheep? Amen. Amen. Don't wear trousers. Amen. Don't wear a ring. Amen. Don't paint your face. Amen. Don't steal. Amen. Don't carry cocaine. Amen. Don't fornicate. Amen. Pay your tithe. Amen. When you vow, pay. Amen. But a goat. But. It is only a goat that gives headbutt. When you are dragging a sheep to go and slaughter it, it's going to follow you. But you try that with a goat. God said the Lord, sister, drop that trouser. But it is inside, not outside. It's what is inside, not what is outside. You're a goat. A goat. Anytime you hear, thus said the Lord. The Bible says, and you say, but. What is but? We are called to obey, not to reason. That is a sheep. The sheep identifies a leader. And they have confidence in the leader. They follow it. That's why it's very easy to forward the sheep. Because they believe all things. They tell you, say, you act sheepishly. What they mean is that you just follow like that. You know, they even ask questions. That is the identity of a true child of God. Did God say so? That's why he does not question it. But a goat, child. You know, they sit there and when they handle microphone for here, they ask me question. Come here on Tuesday and sit there asking me question. The Bible says, go and baptize in the name of the Father. Pastor, did you say that we should not baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Now me to come. Pastor, did you say, you mean, are you saying that the Father, Son, Holy Ghost is strong? Father, does it mean don't believe in Trinity, Pastor? I said the Bible says, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. And every baptism in the Bible is in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we saw that the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. John 14 verse 26 says the Holy Ghost is coming in that same name. So, Jesus said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. You baptize in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Pastor, I disagree with you. You are a goat. This pastor, they abuse people. And they abuse goats. This church is for sheep, not goats. My ministry is for sheep. The sheep of my Father. How many of them here? How many? There are plenty. There are plenty now. There are plenty now. Thank you very much. Those sleeping, they are neither goats nor sheep. Because the goats are alive. Now looking at me. Then they vex as they talk now. The goats. So they're not sleeping. Those who are sleeping, I don't know where to place them. If you see your neighbor, they sleep, wake up, say, which one you belong, goat or sheep? Answer. Ask your neighbor if they sleep, say, are you a goat or a sheep? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please, you can read that all through that chapter 2. Let me take one more. Let me take one or two more scriptures about the signs of the end. the sign of the coming of Jesus Christ. This sign must first come to pass before Christ will come. And right before our face, these scriptures are being fulfilled. Let's take one more. 2 Peter chapter 2. Are you there now? But there we are, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there we are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. It doesn't matter doctrine. It's a damnable heresy. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. That is, okay, the next verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Many following the pernicious ways of these false teachers. And by the reason of that, I said, the way of truth, this Christian beautiful way of truth, shall be evil spoken of by unbelievers. It's true. This man I went to see yesterday, I was saying, told me, he said, you go to the airport and see the jets, private jets of pastors that are parked there. He said, one of them took $50 million to buy a jet. You see? He said he saw one the other time. He said when he lands with his private at the airport, he said you would think the entourage that are coming, he said you would think it is a head of state that is coming. He said he had cause to talk to one of them. You are wearing diamond wristwatch, diamond bracelets, diamond rings. Say you see real diamond. He said he laughed. He said, my God is not a poor God. That was what stumbled him. He left the Christian faith. He knew that it was all a fraud. Unbelievers, because of the way we live our life, Christians, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The Bible says, freely have we received these gifts. Freely shall we minister. You know ministries that you go to, before the man of God see you, you will feel form and pay. You pay for everything. You know those who have special seat in the church. You know those who have express ticket to see the pastor. At any time at all, they can see him. Why? They have money. So they have special seat. They have special access to the pastor. Now the gospel is not like that. It's part of the sign of the end. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words. What is feigned words? Feigned words. You know? Amen. So ironically, you know, it's quite unfortunate. They are the ones that are able to pull money from believers. In a church like this, you know, a lot of people think that they are smarter than even God. There are some of you that like this church because we don't pull money from you. That's the reason you like this church. Anyway, I'm only telling you what the prophecy say will happen before the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me just read that and we close on that. I think I'm talking too much today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By reason of which the way of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4. That scripture was telling the young man Timothy, Apostle Paul was telling Timothy. He said, preach the word in verse 2. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and now is that time, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. They will have itching ears, itching ears. You speak the truth to them, they will not like. This church will have been the largest church in Lagos by now, by virtue of the gift and grace of God here, but because of our doctrine. They cannot come here. They only sneak here for programs. Whenever, come here next week and see how this place go full. Because it is prayer, deliverance. And God will answer them. It's a merciful God. But they are fulfilling scriptures. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1 and verse 2. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that he is saying, thus saith the Lord, that in the latter times, and this is that latter times, some shall depart from the truth, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. No more fear, no more conscience. No more fear, no more conscience. If me as a man of God stand at the altar holding microphone and tell you God say, when God didn't say, do I have a conscience? When I stand at the altar here, I am minister and I have a girlfriend in the church I'm fornicating with, do I have a conscience? I don't. When I take church money and go to my village and live flamboyant lifestyle with public money, do I have a conscience? I don't have it. When I stand and bless a cocaine pusher as a man of God, or bless prostitute as a man of God, do I have conscience? I don't have conscience. The conscience is that when they say seer there, that is welder. You know this welder. The heart has been welded with a hot iron. So no more fear. Stand. And you see, a man of God will look at a child of God and say, if you don't take that, I will curse you. No fear. You are talking like that to a child of God, I will curse you. And throw fear on innocent children of God. A true child of God will not do that. Seared with a hot iron. Seared. See? This evening, receive. A motion from a court yesterday, from a court, that a pastor went to swear to an affidavit that I, Pastor Moses Alu, that I'm after his life. That I'm after his life. That I have used my finances. I gave Inspector General of Police, AIG, and Police Commissioner of Lagos to harass him. And that they were in the church one day when police came and packed their worshiper together with their leader, and they went and locked them for 2 days. And blah blah blah, because he said, I'm doing that because I'm accusing them that I wanted to build bus stop and put a signboard. And that the owners of the land are the ones that came and knocked it off. And then, I am so saying that they are the ones that did it. So I am using police to harass him. And it is all a lie. Signed by a pastor. Conscience seared with a hot iron. Never a thing ever like that happened. And I didn't even write any petition. It was somebody else that wrote it, but my name, he still put my name there. Somebody only wrote a petition to police, said, stop these people from harassing us. They sent for him. Come, now there's a petition. They wrote him, they wrote me, all that we should come, and they settle in the police commissioner. The man no come, oh. He no come. The next thing is we are seeing this, when did you even come to police? The police didn't have never seen you. They don't even know how you look like. You said they arrested you, they locked you for 2 days. Therefore, let court to stop them. Oh, they're harassing his life. Pastor signed there, pastor. Conscience seared with a hot iron to achieve what you want to achieve. Christianity. Praise God. And whatever we did was to have opportunity for me and him to sit down and just say, let's not put the name of Christ to shame now. What is our difference? Let's settle it. But I wrote to him several times, I want to see him. He refused to see me. So I thought, if I go police now, then go call. I say, police commissioner, I say, call him, make me and him sit down. What we settle him for your office. Come now, it is fear to come. He's thinking we want to do anything against him. The Bible says, the wicked run it, when no man pursue it. Praise the Lord. In case any of his agents is here, I am a Christian. I'm born again. I'm a man of peace. I can't fight and put the name of the Lord to shame by fighting another church, fighting another pastor. I am too converted to descend to that level. What are we struggling over? Nothing. So go and tell him. Let him come. I will embrace him. And then we will together here. When he's doing crusade, all of us will go there. And when I'm doing crusade, all of them will come here. Then we shall together. We'll be brother and sister. And if we cannot do it together, it means one of us has a wrong spirit. If me, we and them cannot sit down with the same Bible and preach to unbelievers together, then one of us, not be Jesus, will deserve. But I am ready to join him to do crusade. When he finished preaching, me too, go come preach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so their conscience seared with a hot iron. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:13. These are the prophecies you can watch and know that we are truly at the end time. The coming of the Lord is closer than we think. He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 leaves a key there when he says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has revealed to his servants the prophets. Now, if you are studying the Bible, he said, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, you will pause there and say, if there are seven, then where are the other six? Then you will discover that we have seven church ages, and each age had an angel, a messenger that God used to uphold the light in every age. And this is the seventh church age, known as the Laodicean church age, Revelation chapter 3. The Laodicean church age, the seventh church age. And in the days of the seventh one, when he shall begin to sound, he said that mystery should be finished. The end, the sign of the end. One of the signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is the sign of the voice of the seventh angel. That's why we sing that song, and we have called the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. We are raised up for original Bible Christianity. Like Isaac digging back the same wells our fathers drank from. Hallelujah. The same doctrines our apostolic fathers dug from. Like Isaac, the promised seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. We're going back to dig the same wells, because Malachi chapter 4, another prophecy, verse 5 and verse 6, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will do two things. He will turn the heart of the children to the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. Two Elijahs there, Jesus Christ, Matthew 11 said, John the Baptist is the Elijah that is to come. He came to turn the heart of the juggernauts, Pharisees, and all those religious leaders toward their children, the apostles, the faith they were bringing up. God again reserved that same anointing because those apostolic children at that time, first church age, they became our fathers. They produced you and I. Their faith, God, knowing that there will be a fall away, He reserved a ministry before He comes to turn the heart of the apostolic children back to the heart of the apostolic fathers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why, like Isaac, where our fathers drank from, the word of God, the doctrines, that's why in this church, we don't ordain women pastors. There's no Trinity in the Bible. We don't preach Trinity here. It's one God. And that is why we preach. That manifested in three offices, not three persons. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we don't have headquarters and branches. That's why the overseer here is not answering general overseer. Every pastor is an overseer of his church, and the Holy Ghost is the general overseer of the church of Jesus Christ. Not a man. Not a man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why there's no reverend doctor here. Hallelujah. And that's why too, here, you see the uniqueness of this place. And here too, it is not a one-man show. The freedom of the Spirit is here. We believe in a five-fold ministry. Let the evangelist evangelize. Let the pastors watch over the people and give them the sheep food. And let the teachers teach. Hallelujah. Let the prophets prophesy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the only church I have ever seen that I have office, and every minister here, they have their offices. It's true. Hallelujah. And I'm not to suspect them. What do they do for there? What do they do for there? No. They are answerable to God as I am answerable to God. They are exercising their gift as I am exercising my gift. I am only a general coordinator of the gifts in this ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is how it's supposed to be. When I finish preaching now, somebody that is anointed to break the yokes will collect microphone. And he will lead prayers. Praise the Lord. And it's not there to act for me. There are some pastors that nobody climbs their pulpits. Now only them. When they travel, the pulpit is closed. Hallelujah. The Church of Jesus Christ is not like that. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody never hear this kind of gospel before. What did this man they talk? What I'm saying is why we practice. This is the restored ministry under the Elijah ministry of Malachi chapter 4. Back to Bible Christianity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is who we are. That is what we are raised up for. For the original Christianity, like Isaac, The Bible says we should not remove the ancient landmarks. Hallelujah. The landmarks that pointed the way that our forefathers of the faith, they followed from earth to glory. Don't remove it. Leave them there. It's because people are coming behind them. The same way they follow. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
It's good enough for me.
Yes, sir. It was good for Paul and Silas. I am sure Paul is in heaven. And I preach what Paul preached. Therefore, I am sure me too I will go to heaven. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Whenever I want to pray for a serious case, when the case tough past me, then I will tell God, I will bring my handkerchief. I say, God of Apostle Paul, handkerchief from Apostle Paul's body. Demons, because I say, Father, I preach what Apostle Paul preached. Therefore, as you back Apostle Paul, back me up. It has never failed. It has never failed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It has never failed. Chioma, where is Chioma? Where is Chioma? She didn't come today. Eh? Last week, high sugar level. Hypertension high. 200 and something over something. So the thing was causing her sleepless, you know, when she came. And I just finished preaching. Was it on Tuesday or so? Tuesday, I finished preaching, ministry. The handkerchief was full of sweat. And I called her. The same thing I said, God of Apostle Paul. She sat down and I placed the handkerchief upon her chest. Hallelujah. She went back for that test. Diabetes disappeared. Diabetes disappeared. Hypertension disappeared. Her blood pressure normalized. Why? Because I am sure I preach what Apostle Paul preached. Our apostolic fathers don't remove the ancient landmarks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm not telling you to come and tell me to pray for you with handkerchief. I'm only trying to tell you instances where we have confirmed that we are traveling on the right road. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Concerning the coming of the Lord. He says, for the Lord himself shall descend. This is the order for the rapture. The first stage is what? The shout. The second stage is the voice of the archangel. And the third stage is the trump of God. He said, then the dead in Christ shall rise first. There are three stages in that verse. The shout there is a ministry. That shout is the voice of the seventh angel. What is he saying? Come out of denominational error and come back to Bible Christianity. Come back. That is the shout. The rapture will start with the shout. And church, I am happy to announce to you that the rapture has started. Tell your neighbor, the rapture has started. That's the mystery now. That's the mystery. The rapture has started. Tell your neighbor now. Tell him. It's good news. It's the gospel truth. It's the gospel. The rapture has started. The first stage has started. And it is ending now. It will soon end. It is the shout through the ministry of the seventh angel. In this age, God raised a man to fulfill that ministry. God raised a man to fulfill this ministry. God raised a man by the name of William Marion Branham. That is the name Pentecostal preachers hate to hear. They did everything to kill that man's ministry. But you can never kill a move of God. Like Elijah. Is it Elijah or Elisha? Elijah. He had 7,000 that he still reserved. Everybody has bowed to Baal. Elijah thought he was the only one. But God told him, you are not the only one who said, you are reserved his elect. 7,000. They caged this entire message for years in this country. Until people didn't know. This message I'm preaching has been in Nigeria here since late 70s. Almost every town has this message there. But what happened? It has been reduced to what it is. Satan has made sure wrong people receive the message. Wrong people. This precious message that we have. The entire message is the last bus stop. As far as the salvation for the Gentiles is concerned, that is the last move. That is why I say, God has nothing more he's reserving for another age. We are in the seventh age, the last age. Who is he reserving anything for? That's why we are sure. Anything you want from God, he will give it to you. And one thing that I'm so happy about is our God. That's why you see it here, practical. He's not reserving the anointing for anything. This is the age. We say you need the Holy Ghost. Come here, you will get the Holy Ghost. Because what is he waiting for? He's gleaning the whole of the bride that are left anywhere, everywhere. Until even if they don't come to church, he will go and wake them from sleep to come to church. Eh? He will go and wake them. Where is the young man, Solomon? Where is he? Where is Solomon? Come now. You know, some people here don't know his testimony. Eh?
Let the fire fall.
Let the fire fall. Sheila, do you have the testimony? Sheila? Eh? Sheila, do you have the testimony of Solomon? Eh? Okay, now you. Hallelujah. Come now, come. Come. Hallelujah. Sheila, do you have that testimony? This man, I say, God is no more waiting for anything. Eh? He was sleeping in his room when the Holy Ghost went and woke him and brought him here. I think about 3 weeks ago. Is it 3 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Eh?
3 weeks.
Even if you don't want, God has no more time to waste. If you're a true seed of God here, sister, you see the delay, Abby? Because some people say, Pastor, my husband dressed now, I'm a young girl now. Eh? I'm a young girl now. Allow me to wear this body hug. Make men see me like me now. Eh? Eh? Allow me wear this body hug now. Pastor, I said, I'm not married in time, oh. Don't worry. Praise God. Your time never comes. If you're a true seed, he knows what to do with you. That's why every program like this program that is coming, Friday and Saturday is baptism of the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. Friday and Saturday, we are hosting the baptism of the Holy Ghost. On Friday, I will give you an in-depth teaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. On Saturday, we will release the Holy Ghost. Every seed of God that enter here, you will receive. Amen. I am certain, I am sure of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have received the Holy Ghost in this ministry, can you raise your hand in this ministry? See them? See them? Wave it now. It's a thing of pride. See? Put down your hand. Hallelujah. See, when other pastors will be showing their chips when we get to heaven, see the ones I will show. Raise up your hand. How many of them? See them. See the one I will show. See the ones I will bring. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And many more. Many more are still coming. They catch this entire message. They told you that William Branham did not fulfill his ministry. That God raised him up to be doing miracles. That he went into teaching. So God struck him. Preventing you to listen to his teachings. They told you all manner of things against that man's ministry. And then, so-called anti-message preachers, since 1970 till 70s till now, in this country, have not been able to do justice to this precious word we received. So nobody knows it. This is the first time in Nigeria that the entire message is being preached on television. This is the first time in Nigeria that evangelists of this entire message will enter like mad people on the road, doing road, causing attraction and go slow. On the road, you must hear the message. This is the first time that the same spirit that manifested the ministry of William Branham is manifesting an entire message church. Because only William Branham had that gift of discernment to that level. I tell you your name. Tell you where you come from. Tell you. And he said it back then in 1963. He said, this gift that you see, he said, just before the coming of the Lord, you are seeing it in the minority only. He said, you will see it in the majority before the coming of the Lord. And through this ministry, the prophecy of the prophet has come to pass. God is raising prophets here that can tell you the cause of your problem, discern you, and give you solution. This is the first time it is happening. Why? Because God reserved himself some soldiers that will come without fear, whether you give your offering or not, whether he has his house rent paid or not. There is somebody he can depend on to preach this truth. And God found some of us. Can you wave your hand? How many of us? Now wave it at. To preach this thing. Whether we have food to eat or not. Apostle Paul said, preach the word. Out of season. Season and season and out of season. Under any condition, preach the word. So the shout is on. And if you don't hear the shout, how can you hear the next one? Why? That is why I make this statement, church. There is nobody, and please, have it on authority, and there is no way of confirming it. You will only confirm it after the rapture. What I want to say. Church, nobody will go in the rapture from the denomination. I repeat, nobody will go in the rapture from the denomination. Everyone that will go in the rapture, the first thing God will do is to bring you out of the denomination first. And that is what the shout is supposed to achieve. Because there are things that you are supposed to know to prepare you for the rapture. In the denominational setting, you can never know it. They can't teach it there in the denomination. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't come out, you will never know. People don't know that the denominational system is the Antichrist system. People don't know that. Church, I am not telling you to come and be my church member. This is not the gateway to heaven. I am giving you a message. Come out of her, my people, and don't be partaker of our sins. That is a shout. That is midnight cry in Matthew 25 verse 6. At midnight, there was a cry made. Go, behold the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. Church, this thing I am preaching, God willing, we shall have money and we shall preach this in large crusade, in stadium. We will do that. We will preach this gospel. We will have our own 24 hours channel. Where will we preach? We are working towards it. Then voice of the seventh angel sounding again to the elect of God. It's not for everybody. To the elect of God. Come out of her, my people. Now tract. Tract, Boboye. Boboye. Tract. He gave somebody. He didn't know that that was the shout. The guy sat down in the church, read it, took his Bible and his wife, and they took off and they left. They came out. Some of you, you only come here, no matter what we say, it means nothing to you. Don't worry. One of these days, Friday vigil will stop in bride assembly. Because we shall be gone. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment I will be gone. For I've made my consecration. And I have my wedding garment on. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, 7, and 8. He said, the bride has made herself ready. He said, and to her she's given that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And the Bible says that raiment is what? The righteousness of the saints. The righteousness of the saints here is not don't steal, don't fornicate. Oh. The righteousness of the saint here is the ability to position yourself to hear the voice of God to your generation. Because it is saying something. The shout is on. You are still remaining. Would they still come here? Are you a member of this church? No, pastor. I come every vigil. Every vigil I come. Okay. Which church do you attend? We are Catholic by birth. You know, all members of my family were Catholic. We are Catholic. Okay, you are Catholic. So what do you want? Pastor, nothing is working for me. Nothing is working for me. You be Catholic. Nothing is working for you. Okay? Catholic. Nothing is working for you. Okay? Have you told your Reverend Father? No, Pastor. No. No, you have to tell your Reverend Father. You are not a member of Brother Assembly. You are coming to the pastor of Brother Assembly. You leave your reverend and then you are coming to me. No. I don't watch over other people's children. Go to where you belong now. No. Is it not the same body of Christ? Okay, if it is the same body of Christ, then go to your reverend father and collect a note to me. Collect a note to me now. Say, pastor, attend to him. There are pastors that send their people to me here. There are pastors that send their people to me here. Eh? On Monday, a minister in another inter-message church at, what do you call that place? Ojodu or so. They called me and started to describe who he is. Now that's why they talk. How did Pastor Thomas come to this church? Pastor Thomas had his son was dying. He was in another inter-message church. His wife, I heard about Brother Assembly, came here, went and told him, well, then you're going to die for nothing. First became, don't die. The second one was going to die. The same thing that killed the first one was now on the second became. The boy was dying and going. He sent a note one Sunday. He said, brother, I am a brother in the faith. I am in a ministry assignment. It's also church today. So that's why I couldn't come. I have asked my wife to bring my son. He has problem. That is how the true church of Jesus Christ should be. And immediately I saw it, I said, our brother, I said, and where is the boy? It was one time prayer. That is what brought Pastor Thomas to Brother Assembly. The same thing, that young man on Monday said, see what is happening. He said, his junior brother has run mad. Some of you saw him on Tuesday. He was brought here with chain. They chained him. He was mad. They chained him. Now you? Huh? Oh, I didn't know you are here. You see? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hey, I didn't know you are here. Hey, praise the Lord. I didn't know he's here. He's a minister in another inter-message church. Praise the Lord. Now, hear me this. Check me now. Oh, this is somebody. Stand up, brother. This is somebody that was brought here in chains on Tuesday. That is him there. That is him there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chile, are you ready? Church, that is how the church of Jesus Christ should look like. You don't have to be a church member here first before I attend to you. Wherever they are, God knows how to catch every one of them. Every one of them, God knows how to catch them. Why I brought him? Malam, go and sit down. Praise the Lord. They said only Igbo people God they save. Now we'll go and save even Malams wherever they are. Hallelujah. There are some of his children that may still be prostitutes somewhere now. Some may still be armed robbers somewhere. We didn't go into the discernment session because as soon as he gave that testimony, prophets came out and began to discern him. And the people that they contributed and they bought him his own Okada. He owns his own Okada now. Hallelujah. But why I brought that up is to let you know why I said we are now at the last bus stop for salvation. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has revealed to his servant, the prophet. This is the day of the voice of the seventh angel. What we preach in this church is what William Branham preached. We don't have any other thing to say. All to achieve to let the people react to that shout by coming out of that denomination. I repeat, you can never go in a rapture in a denomination. The reason is they will never tell you. You will never know what will lead you to the rapture. There are things that we need to know. You have to come out first to enable the second stage to take place. The first stage is the shout to bring you out. The second stage is the voice of the archangel. Which archangel? The archangel is that angel in Revelation chapter 10. That stands up 1 foot on the sea, 1 foot on the land, on the earth. And lifts up his voice with a book in his hand. And swears by him that liveth forever. That there should be time no longer. I am quoting Revelation chapter 10 from verse 1. Read it up to verse 6. And when he spoke, the Bible says, hallelujah. And he cried as a lion roared. After all, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. That archangel is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, when he cried with a loud voice, the Bible said, seven thunders uttered their voices. We have taken a teaching on the seven thunders. But Peter, you took a teaching on it too. Hallelujah. Took a teaching on it. The seven thunders. What is that supposed to mean? That is the next stage we are expecting. If you don't come out from the shout, how will you hear the voice of the seven thunders? This is over. Church, when he stands up, Revelation chapter, it's not in the Bible. Only John had it and went to the grave with it. It's not written anywhere. We have a group of people who are following the ministry of William Branham that say, seven thunder has sounded. It's all Satan trying to cause confusion. He's a liar. Seven thunder has not sounded. The reason is this. When he stands up, where is he standing up from? He's standing up from the mercy seat that he has been sitting for the past 2,000 years.